What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Our chief officer, Steve Harvey.
We
he's
call
so
him petty
because he's
okay,
so
I didn't know. I thought we got another one. Who is this?
Okay. So petty. All right. This is from Corinne in Lynchburg. Corinne writes, my husband and I were joking around and he asked which celebrity I'd sleep with if I could. I named three male celebrities right away. He got mad because I didn't hesitate with my answer. How can he be jealous of men I'll never, ever meet?
Well, it's because you ripped them off so fast.
Yeah. She said, let's see you guys.
Let's go on and see. You know my name was in that three. Let's just go on. Mm. You already know I'm in that three. So I'm sure that's shocking me more. You know, he probably ain't listening to me this morning.
Caller, pull up, caller. Caller, you said, the caller said, who? he said his name.
Oh. Because I was thinking.
Top three celebrities.
Denzel, Idris, come on.
Yeah, boy, I immediately assumed I wasn't in there. That's why I went to immediately.
Because you're level-headed between the two of you.
Well,
sometimes, but
because
yeah, this time
someone
for sure.
thinks way more of themselves than in actuality.
I mean, it's good in most situations that you think highly of yourself, you know, and all of that.
You got
but
your confidence and your swag.
Such a hater.
No, Shirley, you got the best voice I've ever heard. If I had that
voice,
you're
making fun of me.
I would just talk to myself all the time, but in your voice, though. I have my own 1-900 number. Hi, it's me.
Call yourself.
How am I doing? Oh, God. Oh, I love it.
Steve Harvey Morning Show, 6 a.m. every morning on 97.1 QMG.
This is it.
Tommy, nephew Tommy. Baby, who?
That's why you got mad.
Girl, you crazy.
I'm serious now.
You pranking me?
Right. All right, here we go to the next one. Danielle in Richardson says, I ran out of gas on the way home from work today. My husband always puts gas in my car, so I was very upset when I called him. He told me that I should know when my car needs gas. Was he trying to teach me a lesson or something?
Well, I think the lesson got taught.
How you driving the car? You ain't looking down at the gas
gauge.
I mean, at one point in time, you know, these cars now, the different colors come on. Yellow, yeah, red, you know, they got mileage. You got 25 miles left.
We're women. She may have had something else on her mind.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
thinking
cool,
about
girl,
kids.
Well, ladies, ain't no problem. Y'all got a lot on your mind. Now you need to find out where the closest gas station is. There's some more stuff on your mind right now. You know, you're going to be able to walk with this gas can and get this gas back to this car in these heels. See, y'all got you got a lot on your mind.
Yes.
We're solid. Yeah. We shouldn't have to worry about
it. Yes. Why didn't he have the gas tank filled up? Why didn't he do that?
This is one time. I'm going to tell you right now, Marjorie, get in that car. And yeah. It's anything below half a tank. I can see
yeah, that's a problem. Exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had her one time FaceTime me or take a picture of the gas gauge mm-hmm. so I could see. Mm-hmm. I saw that gas gauge. I just went, do you know I used to have a car that even never even went this high?
All right. So what the wife is asking, was he trying to teach her a lesson or something? That was not the time. I'm telling
well,
you right
you know,
now.
You done learned a lesson. I don't know if he's trying to teach you nothing, but now you know. Pay attention to your gas gauge. You're not a child. Don't get in these cars acting like a 5-year-old. This ain't a bike. This a car.
Or fill it up so she doesn't have to worry about it.
Well, he did.
She should teach him a lesson tonight. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all always got
to she's on
well,
it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
hey. Uh-huh.
Hey, y'all the wife. You ain't the mama.
Whatever. All right, moving on to Lloyd in Pittsburgh. Lloyd writes, my 17-year-old son told me that he's already had sex with 8 different girls at his young age. I had assumed he would tell me before he became sexually active, but he's sneaky. I want to be a cool dad, so he'll talk to me. How do I achieve that?
17, already hit 8.
What? 8 17-year-old young lady.
Well, I'll just tell you what I told my son.
Shut up.
I said, son, listen to me. You must always, at all times, be respectful of a young lady. Do not put them in a position where they have to fend for themselves and a baby, and you skip to the loo, my darling, you gonna go to college. I said, so, you know, if you're going to be active, you have to have protection. There ain't no need of me talking about some abstaining. Now, not in this world they live in today. That conversation went out loud. Because the internet makes it virtually impossible for a child to abstain in this society. It's too much in your face. It's too much in your face. So I just talked to him about respectability. You got to get your son to slow it down a little bit. Now, let me tell you something. It's too late for to stop that conversation. Once you... It is your quest until you die.
Yes.
Tell die. Him.
You will
what?
Never, ever do it. It is your, listen to me. That is the one thing you cannot do mm-hmm. is as my a daddy. Boy, is have sex and then don't want it no more. That,
my dad said it don't never go out of style. It don't never go out of style.
Let me ask you this. Should he have talked to his son before 17? Before he got to 17?
He thought he had.
Well, they probably had the conversation. Yeah, you probably know they had the conversation before that. But
well,
cool
he said, I had assumed.
With.
The dad said, I had assumed hey, he would tell me before.
It's too late for
well,
this.
Well, you assume wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, Dad, you got to sit down, your son down and talk about respectability. Sex, you can't just run through people like this. There's a cost factor for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to pay for that, dog.
Diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Penicillin. That's out of style.
Yeah.
I ain't heard nobody mention penicillin. You know, penicillin can't do nothing out here no more.
All right, we gotta go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.